This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My special guests on Bent Notes are two amazing performers and entertainers who between them act, sing, compose, write, direct, teach and present radio and television. They've both led varied and interesting careers, and one has recently been awarded an OAM.
Oh my God, we weren't going to bring that up.
They are putting their talents together into one big bucket, or perhaps that should be one big stage, to create a show celebrating the goddesses of jazz. It's my pleasure to bid a very warm Bent Notes welcome, or perhaps that should be a very warm, big, big welcome to our goddesses of jazz tonight, Maud Davey, OAM, and Ruth Catarellis. Welcome.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
I've never interviewed an OAM before.
Have you not?
No.
Look, I have to say, I'm considering writing a piece on called Worth the Honour, because you get something like this and you go, oh, they just needed a lot of women to bring the numbers up, so they've pulled in, really the bottom of the barrel, and I don't really deserve it. They didn't really look too far into my history, did they? And it's a difficult thing to imagine that one is worth the honour. I wonder if that's true for everybody. But also, I have been accused of aligning myself with the state by accepting it. And so I'm a little bit, I feel a bit ambivalent, and I think that the best thing that I can do is attach it to the most disreputable and dishonourable things that I do. Always, if I'm going to do something, involving brown eyes, I should be more Davey OAM.
Or strawberries.
Yeah.
I should say it was for services to the performing arts.
Indeed.
In which case, I think it is definitely deserved.
Definitely. Let's start with just a pocket-sized bio of your careers.
Ruth, you start.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's hard. Look,
Let's also include in that
yes.
a pocket-sized bio, but let's include a link to where jazz pops into that.
Okay, I think I've been in the industry, in and out of the industry probably for the last 35 years or so, taken, rests. I've acted mostly in indie theatre. I've done some, TV bits and pieces. I've always sang in bands. I've been producing a show called Goddess Grooves at Midsummer for probably, actually, I lose track of time, but at least the last 12 years.
Is the Goddesses of Jazz just an expansion of that project?
It is really. Maud and I were at the Paris Cat about, 4 years ago? And the lineup for Goddess Grooves is always different. And I just had a bit of a hankering to do something different and do some cabaret, because I'd also written a one-woman show of original song. And I just kind of felt like, branching out. And I don't know, Maud and I met 12, 13 lose track. And so we've done bits and pieces together, mostly singing. Mm. And so I just went, hey, I'm thinking about doing something at the Paris Cat. What do you reckon? So we did. And I think jazz, I don't know, there's so many beautiful jazz songs, powerful jazz songs. So many of the singers that, if you think back in time, the Ella Fitzgerald, the Billie Holidays, the Peggy Lees, Judy Garland sang jazz, Piaf sang some jazz songs. Just some amazing material. I reckon that's me.
Maud. Pocket-sized Maud.
Pocket-sized Maud.
Well, with a jazz focus.
You know what? Once upon a time, Anna De Vere Smith came to Melbourne with her show Fires in the Mirror. Do you remember that?
No.
She was kind of a pioneer of the verbatim theatre. So, and she was also in Philadelphia Story. She played the Doctor. Anyway, she came to Melbourne with her show, which was about race riots in San Francisco or LA. Anyway, an amazing woman. And she said, I was talking to her about how she chooses the material, because she interviews people and then puts the interviews together to make her shows, and she plays the people, real people. And she said, the thing about it is you need to leave your people alone to talk. And in every interview, there will be, people begin to talk and they're searching and they're finding, and then there's a moment where they drop down into something and there'll be 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 2 minutes of jazz. Mm. She said it's like everything is perfect. The words that they say, the rhymes that come out, the clock ticking on the wall, the clinks of the teacup, the dog barking. There'll be 3 minutes in that recording which is jazz. Isn't that beautiful?
That is absolutely
stunning.
Amazing.
I know,
yes.
Gorgeous. And, you know, so jazz is like, it's what happens in the moment, on the night, between the singer and the audience, between the musicians. Mm. It's, a performance is so much more than just notes and just a beautiful voice. You know, I'm not the world's best singer, but I'm a pretty good performer and I can make something happen in a space with the story that I'm telling. And I feel like that's what I've been doing all my life, trying to figure out how to harness that weird thing that happens between a stage and an audience. There you go.
Telling stories.
Mm. Yes.
Isn't that the best thing in the world?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think no matter what kind of performance you're doing, that's what it's about. It's telling the story.
Mm. When you go and see a show that is someone singing song one, song two, song three, might be beautiful songs, beautiful music, but it's not linked. Mm. It doesn't tell you a story. When you get some patter in between that actually tells you a little bit about that artist or the artist where the songs have come from, it's so much more interesting.
Mm, totally. And hopefully, you know, in the singing of a song, you know, we're both actors, and I guess in the singing of a song, there is a story. Sometimes it's about the finding of it and being able to translate that as well, you know.
I reckon one of the things is the name of this next song I'm going to play now, and it's a good question, which we might come back to talk about shortly, but let's have a listen to Nina Simone with a song called Do I Move You?
Oh. Do I move you? Are you willing? Is it thrilling? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
We have a message that's come in.
Somebody's called.
They have indeed. Let's have a look. It's from Peter. And Peter says, fantastic to see more women featured in jazz on the show.
Thank you, Peter. That's lovely.
Thank you very much, Peter. And it is important to share our artists around. And it is great to have you both in because more often than not, our jazz artists tend to be male.
Well, it's a very geeky thing, isn't it, jazz?
Oh, it is.
You know, it's one of those things that it's a very, you know, boys and geeks, you know.
Yeah, trad jazz, definitely. But I guess we're doing standards, aren't we? So, you know, that kind of shifts it into a slightly different place.
It does indeed. Now, you mentioned before, Ruth, Goddesses of Groove.
Yes.
And that Goddesses of Jazz might be just an extension of that overall project philosophy. Who are the Goddesses of Jazz?
Well, I guess it's about some of the women that we've wanted to, who's, you know, have made certain songs famous that we've wanted to sing. Mm. So for me, people like Julie London, Edith Piaf, Judy Garland, Billie Holiday, like just essentially some of those incredible performers.
Nina Simone.
Nina, Ella.
Mm. Peggy Lee, Dusty Springfield. I have to say we're being a bit loose and languid with the form. We've pushed it out. I'm doing a bit of Carole King, which think you're allowed to do because really she's a pretty great lady.
Very much so.
Yeah. Totally.
And also a bit of Patti Smith, but I think that's absolutely within the genre. Outside, you know, rock and roll, except that what was Patti except a poet? And what is jazz except poetry?
Well, I suppose it is actually.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
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 I've not thought of that as in before, but it does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose the difference with this show is that we're not singing originals. So Goddess Grooves is essentially about original singer-songwriters, primarily local performers, and we're stepping mostly back in time, I was going to say, but we're singing a few songs by maybe a few more recent performers.
And are you singing the songs in the original stylings, or are you adding your own interpretations to them, as is wont to do in the jazz world?
You think you're singing them faithfully. You think you're being faithful, and then you listen to what you've done against what they did, and you went, wow, that's really different, isn't it? So I don't think you can help but remake a song for yourself to sing it. You know, the words have to make sense in your body, out of your mouth, out of your life story. You know, there are songs we can't sing, you know, in that oeuvre. You know, there's a whole lot of Nina Simone songs. It's interesting, about a couple of years ago I was going, there's no way that I can sing Nina Simone songs anymore because I'm not a black woman, and it felt wrong. But I'm coming back to it. There are some Nina Simone songs that I can sing. There are some Nina Simone songs I cannot sing.
Totally. And the same with Billy. Like, there are there are absolutely some no-goes.
Because I can't tell those stories, you know. They don't belong to me. They don't resonate in my body in an appropriate manner. But there are other songs about, you know, love and yearning and equality and things like that I can sing, and
I guess we've chosen songs that do resonate for us individually and stories that we feel that we can tell from performers that we've that we love.
And the stories that you can tell yourself because you feel comfortable are going to have some meaning, whereas if you were just singing another song that didn't gel with you, then it's just someone singing a song. It doesn't have anything to grab your attention.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody does that. I don't think it's possible for a singer just to sing a song. I mean, unless you're doing that kind of background music at a pub but that tends to be your own music anyway, and you use that kind of event to practice just, you know, to just work your chops up around what you're playing and what you're singing and how you can inhabit those songs even when nobody's listening, you know, and they're only interested in the beer and the...
Yes, absolutely. Made that experience well as an original singer-songwriter.
And the stories in between the songs, where are they coming from?
Oh, I like to talk about my relationship with the singer, with the songwriters and the singers and the songs. They're all songs that, you know, I've lived with for a long time, and so they have particular resonances for me. So I want to talk about that kind of stuff.
And for me, it's a bit of a mix. It's about the singer, but it's also about the theme for me and how it relates to maybe where I'm at or where I've been and some of those universal things that I think jazz, you know, really does embody.
You're doing any together?
We are.
A few. Uh-huh.
And the songs you're doing together are songs that you both have that sense of integration with that means something to you? And was that difficult for you both to choose the songs that you both loved in that sense?
No, it wasn't difficult.
No. And I think there are some songs that just lend themselves to potentially being duets, and a couple that we've sung together over the years as well. And, you know, there's one duet that we sing at the end, which has been done as a duet before. But mostly the others we're just kind of, we're playing with, I guess, and playing against each other or with each other.
Mm. Yeah. So how many songs have you, I've got a word here, commandeered?
Ooh. What is it? About 7 each and about 4 together?
Yeah,
4, 5
I think that's
together,
about right.
Something.
Oh, what a marvellous show it's going to be.
Yeah, I think it should be great fun. Yeah.
And you've got Graham Clark on the piano.
Indeed. Yes.
Mm. Which room at Paris Cat?
Upstairs, what's it called?
Upstairs.
In the loft. Yes.
What a beautiful room to be performing in. Now, you're performing twice.
Yes.
Next Saturday at 8:30.
Indeed. That's right.
And then Sunday night at 7.
Yes.
Right when Bent Notes is on. But that'll be fantastic.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it a lot.
More information and tickets from pariscat.com.au. That's the place to go. Next Saturday night, 8:30. Yourselves, Maud Davey, Ruth Catarellis,
yes,
and Graham Clark on the piano,
yes,
in the loft at Paris Cat with the goddesses of jazz. And thank you very much, both of you, for coming in tonight. I've really enjoyed having a chat with you about the show, but more importantly, your associations with jazz over the years and your perspectives on the jazz music. I reckon I've changed my mind on what I was going to play next. I was going to play something. I'm going to play a little bit of Ella Fitzgerald.
Beautiful. Nice. And thanks so much, David, for having us in.
A pleasure indeed. Now, Maud, you were talking about songs that you can and cannot sing. Summertime.
Summertime. Oh, I wouldn't. It's out of my range.
And I do.
Yeah.
But I haven't performed it. Like it's one that I sing. But yeah, it's an interesting question, isn't it?
It's a difficult one because it's so of a time and of a place and of a very, very racially charged kind of.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Well, I reckon we won't ask you to make that decision. We will let Ella entertain us herself.
Beautiful.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.